Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Aaron Wolf, commander of the plant here, and it's my pleasure to welcome you today to today's special announcement ceremony. We're honored to have in attendance here today Iowa Governor, the Honorable Terry Branstad, and his wife, Chris Branstad, Iowa State Representative, the Honorable Dave Heaton, Burlington Mayor, Honorable Shane McCampbell, Colonel Joseph Chan, Project Director, Joint Services from Picatinny Arsenal, Command Sergeant Major Walton Jones from Joint Munitions Command at Rock Island Arsenal, and representatives from the offices of Senator Ernst, Senator Grassley, and Representative Obsack, and many other distinguished guests from the community, Department of the Army civilians and contractors, as well as friends of the plant. Thank you all for attending and braving these warm weather today. The Iowa Army Ammunition Plant has been a key member of Southeast Iowa community for the past 75 years, and we are pleased about recent developments that will allow us to continue in that role well into the future. New opportunities for economic development made possible through the Army's Armament Retooling and Manufacturing Support, or ARMS for short, can be of great benefit to the Burlington area and the Department of Defense, and we are proud to be a part of this initiative. So please excuse the falling signs. But at this time, please welcome American Ordnance President Mr. John McGinnis to speak a little bit more about the program and to provide some background and goals.
Governor Branstad, Representative Heaton, and really everyone and all distinguished guests, I'd really like to thank everyone for coming today. It's really truly a great day for our facility here. My name is John McGinnis, and as Aaron said, I'm the new president of American Ordnance. I've been here now all of less than 2 weeks, and so I can't really think of no better way as to host the governor here to be able to talk about the arms program. You know, American Ordnance has really been partnered with the Army here since 1998, and so for the past 18 years, we've been delivering ammunition and explosives to our warfighters and also our allies, but today we're going to talk about something a little different, and that's the arms program. The arms program for us, congressionally mandated program that's specifically designed really to allow commercial and Defense Department firms to be able to come onto the installation to conduct their business. And that's very, very important, because what that does is that allows not only create jobs, which is something that if you read the governor's bio, you see he's done for many, many years and very, very proud of. And I think you all need to be proud of the work that he's done and been able to accomplish. But it brings jobs here within the region, but it also then reduces our cost of operation here. So it's a win-win for everybody. Creates jobs, reduces costs for the ammunition that goes to the warfighter. So this truly is a big deal for us. And so today marks a special occasion. We're honored to have with us Governor Terry Branstad here to make an announcement that we feel to be positive not only for the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, but really for the entire southeastern region of Iowa itself. And so without further ado, I'd really have the privilege to introduce, as the bio says, Iowa's longest serving governor, but the governor was gracious enough to tell me that on December 14th of last year, he became the nation's longest serving governor, beating out Governor Clinton from New York. Now, I'm personally from New York, so I kind of feel cheated there, but congratulations to you, Governor Branstad. Thank you.
Well, John McGinnis, thank you for that nice introduction. I want to apologize. My wife, Chris, was intending to be here, but her father's in the hospital, so she had to change her schedule to be with him. And John mentioned in the introduction that I broke the record of Governor George Clinton, the first governor of New York. And so a friend of mine sent me a book about Governor Clinton so I would know a little bit about whose record I was breaking. And it come to find out he was a general in the Revolutionary Army and a personal friend of George Washington. And he was also a surveyor. And he was elected in 1777 during the Revolutionary War under the Articles of Confederation. And he served a total of 21 years. I guess they had 3-year terms in New York back in those days. His claim to fame, though, was when the British occupied New York City, He put a log chain across the Hudson River with cannons on both sides and kept the British fleet from getting to upstate New York. So obviously he had an army connection, which was pretty significant. At any rate, my mother was born in Burlington, so it's always fun to come back to this part of the state, and especially to be here on this side of the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. As you have mentioned, job creation has been my top priority as governor of this state, and I'm proud of the progress we've made. Here in Burlington, a lot of really good things have happened recently. GE, I think, added 100 jobs, and Debbie and I recruited a company, Silgan, who had two other locations in Iowa but has a new plant here. And, of course, we have that new fertilizer plant being built south of town. And I think Case has also brought some additional operations here. So this is another good development here in Des Moines County. In the year 2012, the Iowa Economic Development Authority partnered with McCollum Sweeney Consulting to design a site certification program to put us in a strong position for economic development. That program provides prepared sites for economic development, so we can tell prospects we have a site that's ready to go. Having development-ready sites available puts us in a great position to attract large-scale projects to the state of Iowa, which also bring high-quality jobs and rewarding careers for Iowans. It is my distinct honor to officially announce that the Commerce Center of Southeast Iowa is now the 11th Iowa certified site. The many partners involved in making today a reality are to be commended for your efforts. The site certification helps this community stand out and certainly shows that you are project ready. The Commerce Center is unique to the program as it is the only site that is located within a federally owned installation. As a result of the close collaboration between the federal, state, and private officials, Congress passed legislation that increased the lease duration for the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant from 25 to 50 years. And I want to thank our congressional delegation, especially Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and Congressman Loebsack, for all their efforts to pass this legislation that enabled a longer lease period. That legislation was a critical step in meeting the program's guidelines and ultimately making the site selection here possible. Would representatives of Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and Congressman Loebsack's office raise their hands, or thank you very much, and please express your bosses. And I also want to acknowledge my friend David Heaton, who represents this area in the Iowa legislature, for his support and economic development efforts as well at the state level. We really appreciate the bipartisan cooperation we had. I remember talking specifically about that lease issue with Congressman Loebsack as well as our senators over the last several years. The Iowa Army Ammunition Plant and the greater Burlington community have invested countless hours and valuable resources to put this Commerce Center in the best possible position to attract development. And at this unique site, we are poised to bring projects that have highly specialized needs that only a site like this can offer. The competition for job creation projects is steep, so it is essential that Iowa looks at every possible advantage, and this is a significant advantage. That is what today's announcement is all about, putting Iowa sites at the top of the list. So congratulations to all of you that have helped put this together. And I am really proud that we have a dynamic leader for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. When I became governor again, I looked around the state and I said, who's the best professional development leader we've got? And I chose Debbie Durham, and I've never been disappointed. She works tirelessly and does a phenomenal job. So I have, now she usually gets to introduce me. Today I get to introduce Debbie Durham, our Director of the Economic Development Authority.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you. Well, first of all, forgive the sunglasses. I'm hoping my glasses are in the car. Otherwise, I'm going to be keynoting tonight in sunglasses, so that'll be interesting. Well, first of all, thank you, Governor, for your kind words, and I, too, offer my congratulations to all who put in countless hours to achieve this site certification. I want to also give a special recognition to my good friend and COO, Rita Grimm, who was our point person at the department, and she deserves a lot of the credit. So thank you, Rita, for that. As the 12th site in the Iowa Certification Site Program, you are in good company. Iowa's other certified sites are located around the state in places like Fort Dodge and Iowa Falls and Dexter and Van Meter and Perry and Norwalk and Mason City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, Davenport, and Forest City. Now that the hard work of certification, and let me tell you, it is a heavy lift, is complete, the crucial work of landing projects starts now. And I also want to recognize Kimberly, who's with us with McCollum and Sweeney. When we searched the nation for a great partner to do it, we wanted our site certification to really stand out among our competitors. We wanted someone that could deliver a gold standard, and McCollum and Sweeney has done that. Now, I will tell you, there are times, Kimberly, that, you know, we're all kind of saying things behind your back, like how tough this project is. But at the end, we know we're doing the right thing. Large-scale projects can be risky for companies to undertake, so it is a critical advantage when an Iowa site can mitigate those risks on the front end. Certification makes Iowa more competitive for job creation projects, and it really is very that simple. We will continue to market the Commerce Center and our other sites through print and digital ads and site selector and industrial-related publications on sites and via our websites and blogs. If the interest we've seen as a result of the first 11 certified sites we announced last year is any indication, then you all will be very busy answering the phones as we compete for more projects. We have successfully landed projects on the Marion and Davenport sites, and Sioux City won a project just as they were completing their certification process. And let me just say that on the Davenport site, that literally we were in a position to lose a really good project had we not had the site there that could move at the speed of business. In fact, just last week, the governor had the opportunity to sell our great state in California, and we're working with the prospect that two is going to need to move at the speed of business. So I will tell you, the sites that they are looking at in the states, the only sites they're looking at are certified sites. The IAAAP and Burlington Community are ready to be, are here to be committed. You put in a lot of hard work to achieve this seal of approval today, and I personally want to thank you for your foresight in working for this designation. And so, Jason and David, it's been a pleasure working for you, with you, and we appreciate that. And I also want to recognize Steve Shrupp, who's here with Alliant Energy, because I have to tell you that the burden of getting certified doesn't just end with the, in this case, the Army, you know, providing land for us, or the people doing the certification. The industry from the utility side has to expedite their permitting process in order to even qualify. And so they are also making a significant investment to this program and to the state. So we are here and we are confident because of the uniqueness of the way this is positioned. And working again with the military, because we know you all are all about mission ready, right? And we've seen your tenacity in the way you work to get this certification done. So we are confident that the governor will be back in short order, and the next time will be for a groundbreaking ceremony as well. So thank you all very much.
That again, thank you, Governor, for being here and making the announcement. Thanks everybody for your attendance. We appreciate that. We're ready to get going. You mentioned the certified sites. You know, now that we're certified, bring those California companies
That's
here,
exactly.
We'll be all set. Please, everyone, close out, again, thank you very much. We have a short reception that's going to be inside.
They're
going to
bring it out here.
They're going to bring that out, so no need to run off. We're going to have some drinks and some refreshments afterwards. Again, thank you very much.